Out of the Sun by Robert Goddard, read by Paul Shelley. Chapter 1. If he left now, of course, or even 5 minutes from now, it would still be all right. The only problem was that he was not going to leave. He knew that, and so did she.
Top up?
Better not. I won't be able to see to paint straight.
Then don't try.
But what about Claude? He won't be pleased if the job's not finished by the weekend. I'll tell him it rained. Will he believe you? Who cares?
Now, what about that drink?
You shouldn't tempt me.
Who says I'm trying to?
She tipped the bottle, and gin fizzed into his glass. Trying or not, he said, raising the glass to his lips and swallowing some of the strengthened mixture with deliberate relish. You do.
Do I?
Oh, yes. Very much. And I've never been any good at resisting temptation.
Haven't you?
No.
That's funny.
Why?
Because neither have I, Harry.
34 years, 3 months, and several days later, Harry Barnett's thoughts found nothing to tempt him as he trudged south along Scrubs Lane into a stiff autumnal breeze, soured by traffic fumes and an ammoniated cocktail of industrial pollution. A top-up was definitely not in order. Glancing from the crest of the railway bridge out across the pale expanse of Kensal Green Cemetery, its sepulchred ranks an even colder shade of grey than the grimy London sky, Harry would have agreed that just about the last thing his life needed at the moment.